from the Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, happy Friday, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Hope everybody's doing great out there. And folks, I can tell you, we have an awesome show lined up for you. Our good friend Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner of New York City, is going to be here in just a little while to talk about all of this chaos out there in the nation of Chaz. That is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And we're also going to be talking to Congressman Thomas Massie from the Commonwealth of Kentucky and our good friend Congressman Doug Collins from over in the great state of Georgia, plus your phone calls, 844-747-8868. The telephone number again, 844-747-8868. Now, normally we do not have guests in the first segment of the program, but we're going to change things up today, and I'm going to explain why in just a moment. But many of you have been very concerned, very alarmed at what's been happening in Seattle, where a bunch of anarchists have basically taken over a 6-block radius of downtown. They have declared themselves a sovereign nation. There is a warlord, a former rap artist by the name of Raz Simeone, who also may be a top 40 artist. I do not know. He is now somewhat in charge of this area. All sorts of mayhem. The mayor not getting involved. The governor not getting involved. President Trump calling them domestic terrorists. Well, apparently, overnight, something very tragic happened inside this this nation of Chaz, as they're calling it, where a gang of homeless people came in and stole all of their food. And so many of the citizens of the nation of Chaz, they put out an alert. They're starving. They need food. They have run out of vegan meat and soy products, which is specifically what they're asking for. Now, as you all know, Caleb and Avery, I think you can attest to this, that we have big hearts here on the Todd Starnes Radio program. When people are in need, we reach out. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Some would say the biggest hearts of any radio show.
For sure.
We do what we can. So we are putting together a relief project, if you will, to help the citizens of Chaz. Guys, let's play this clip.
What would you do if there was an anarchist right in front of you, sitting all alone in squalor, crying in pain from hunger? No soy milk, no vegan meat. And what if all you had to do was reach into your pocket and pull out 50 cents to save that little snowflake's life? This is that moment. Join the Todd Starnes Show as we launch a global humanitarian effort to save the nation of Chaz. Only 50 cents a day to get struggling anarchists the critical help they need, along with a shower. So please, go online now, because that anarchist in front of you can't wait another moment to be fumigated.
Yeah, it's a little ripe. It's moving, isn't it? Avery is overcome with tears right now.
Not since Sarah McLaughlin's In the Arms of an Angel have I been moved so much.
I feel like getting a rescue dog right now. I don't know why. I just feel the urge. We'll work on putting up a link to the relief site from the Todd Starnes Show. But there you have it. All right. We have a few other treats coming your way today, ladies and gentlemen. We had a little bit of fun here this morning as we were getting ready for the program. But I do want to switch gears and talk about something very serious. And we have a very special guest. I need to play some audio and set the story up for you. This lady is probably a person that you would go to church with, somebody that you lives in your community. She's been working her job at the hospital for 20 plus years. Good, upstanding folks minding their own business, and they are white. And if you are a white person in America, a white person listening to this radio program, let's be honest. You've been watching the news for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and it has been nonstop attacks on white people. You know, you've got to confess your sins. You've got to confess your white privilege. You've got to apologize for what your ancestors did. You've got to, you know, you've got to bow down and worship at the feet of Black Lives Matter. You can't say all lives matter. And so the lady that we're about to interview finally just had enough. And I'm wondering if many, we're going to play what she said. And she lost her job. And I want you to understand this. She lost her job because of what she said. But I want you to listen very carefully to what this lady said, because I've heard this this audio many times now, and I have yet to find anything racist in what this lady said. Her name is Tabitha Moore Morris, and play cut number 7, Caleb.
I'm officially done. I'm done with this. I'm over it. I am not here to save your feelings. I'm not here to ask for forgiveness, okay? Everything I've turned on today, from my Fire Stick to my Amazon account, everything on my phone, is being Black Lives Matter. We support Black Lives Matter. Getting lectures about how I'm supposed to support Black Lives Matter. I get that email from PetSmart, that big long letter that so many people are getting about they support Black Lives Matter, and this big lecture about how every one of us should be supportive of the Black Lives Matter. Well, guess what? I'm not. I don't support Black Lives Matter. I don't. See, I'm a white woman, and I'm proud to be a white woman, okay? And I'm not going to ask for forgiveness for something that my ancestors did that I didn't. I didn't own slaves. You've never been a slave. Okay? You don't need reparations from me. You don't need me to bow down and kiss your feet and ask for forgiveness. You can kiss my ass. No. I don't know what you crazy white people are thinking. I don't know what you're doing. Kneeling and asking for forgiveness for what? What have you done? What have you done besides be born? White. Nothing. If we want to talk about fixing the community, then how about we be honest with each other, okay? Let's just be honest. The problem is not white people. The problem is not police officers, okay? There are more whites killed by cops than blacks killed by cops every single year. 40 to 50% of the overall crime in America every year is committed by the black community. It's a fact. Not every black person is a criminal, no. But think of this, 40 to 50% of the overall crime in America is committed by black people. And they're the minority. That is your problem. It's not us. And I'm not gonna be blamed for it anymore. And I'm not gonna say, constantly have to tell people, I'm not a racist. I'm not. No, screw you. If you want to consider me a racist because I happen to have white skin, not because of my personality, not because of my character, just because of the color of my skin, you want to call me a racist, well, you go for it and I will own it. But I will not ever regret, have any regrets for being white. It is who I am. I'm proud of it. And if you don't like it, kiss my white.
Now, there are some out there in this country who declared war on Mrs. Morris. They accused her of being a racist, and the cancel culture mob went after her and her family. She was fired from her job that she held for 20 years for saying what you just heard. And on the Newsmaker line right now is Mrs. Tabitha Moore Morris. Tabitha, thank you so much for coming on the program. And first, I want you to tell our listeners, how are you and your family doing right now? I have to imagine it's been very difficult.
Well, thank you, Todd, for having me on. Yes, I can say this has probably been the worst few days of my life. It's not, my concern is not just for myself, but just the well-being of my family and what this has done to them.
You've gotten threats. You and your family, your children, have gotten threats. Tell us about some of those threats.
Yes, sir. When this went viral, I've gotten threats that there were calls being made to my hometown, to people, to have me shot, to have me attacked. there were comments made that they hoped that my daughters would be raped. You name it, they've done it. Anyone that is associated with me is being attacked.
Tabitha, tell us what happened here. You got a call from the hospital. What happened?
I got a call from the hospital after it appears, though, when this went viral. There's a group of, which I call a leftist mob of people, that started calling the hospital, that started posting comments under the website that unless I was fired, they would not stop. That I was a racist, that I shouldn't be working in healthcare, and they were going to riot, they were going to protest, but they would not stop until I was fired. So when I got the call from HR, I was never called in officially. I was called, and I was basically told that because of the post that I made and the attention that it received by the community, the calls that they were getting, they were going to terminate me immediately.
Tabitha, did they give you to the hospital, explain to you why they were going to fire you?
Well, according to the statement that they put out, was that what I said in my video went against their values. However, I made a second video, which a lot of people haven't seen, to explain what I was so angry about in the first video. And that is that I don't agree with Black Lives Matter because they don't, in my opinion, support all Black lives. That's the issue I have. All lives matter to me. I'm not a racist. However, that's what everyone has portrayed me to be. And now they have just went and attacked my job, my life, everything that I have in 2 days is gone.
Now, you and I chatted last night. We had a good conversation. I want to ask you some of the questions I asked you last night. Have you ever used racial epithets? Have you ever used language that might be offensive to the Black community? Do you have a problem with Black people?
Absolutely not. I have never, ever used the N-word. I have never made derogatory comments about any Black person. This has been blown completely out of proportion, and I'll tell you honestly, this mounts to this. It doesn't matter how, I mean, and I know that I was angry in the video, but what they got from this was the spin of me saying Black Lives, I don't support Black Lives Matters, the movement. I made that spin of publicly stating that, and therefore I became their target. They've made it clear online that anybody who even attempts online to defend me, even so much as small as an emoji, they have told these people, we see you defending her, you will be next. So it's not just about me. They're going after anyone who does not conform to their ideology. If you don't support Black Lives Matter, then you are their enemy and they will destroy you.
On the Newsmaker line, Tabitha Moore Morris says she lost her job 20 years at the hospital because she spoke out and said that all lives matter. Tabitha, we've got to take a quick break here. I want to come back. We're going to continue the conversation. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. And folks, real quick, you might be hearing the show coming in and out. We understand there may be some satellite issues. That is completely out of our realm of control. But bear with us. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. On the Newsmaker line, I want to go right back to our special guest, lost her job because of 20 years, because she believes all lives matter. Tabitha Morris with us on the Newsmaker line. Tabitha, so where are things at now with you and your family?
Right now, because of all of this, you know, look, my family depends on my income as well as my husband's. They destroyed my reputation and the ability to get another job in this town that would even equal what I made at Baptist. I will not be able to pay my bills or support my family financially now. It has destroyed us. I don't know where we're going to go from here. And it saddens me that the place I've dedicated 20 years of my life to, that knows who I am as a person, I dedicate everything to my patients of all races. They've decided to terminate me to avoid bad publicity at the pressure of this mob. And if saying all lives matter does not reflect their values, then the problem is not me. You know, I understand that we have a right to free speech, but not free from the consequences of that speech. However, a group of people that band together with the sole purpose of destroying someone's life and succeed in that mission, it has now crossed over to a violation of my rights as an American and a wrongful termination of my employment. I was fired not for going against their values, because all lives should matter, but because of the disruption caused by this mob of people, not me. They did not want the protests, the riots, the bad publicity from this, so they just caved to this mob.
Tabitha, what is again, this is Baptist Hospital in where is this in Paducah?
Yes, sir.
So Baptist Hospital, Paducah. You know what we're going to do? Call screener Avery. Let's get the switchboard number for the Baptist Hospital in Paducah, Kentucky, up on our live show blog, so folks can call in and voice their opinions about this. Tabitha, have you guys set up a GoFundMe page? I mean, if people wanted to, you know, how could they reach out?
I haven't even thought of that. I've been so upset over all this. I haven't thought of any of that, actually. I've tried to contact attorneys, but to see if anyone can help me, but no one's returned my phone call. I don't even know what my rights are at this point. I need help.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to do our best to try and help you, Tabitha, because it's pretty clear to me that you have been wrongfully accused. You have become the victim of this cancel culture mob, and you're not the only one. We just had a young man on the show yesterday who was fired from his job managing a coffee house because he said all lives matter. And this is nothing more. This is an all-out war on American culture. The idea that you are not free to have an opinion, that's offensive to me. So, Tabitha, we're going to stay in touch with you. I want you to let me know if you guys have a GoFundMe page. We'll be happy to share that, do whatever we can. And you be safe. Tabitha, thank you again for telling your story.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Good lady right there. And this is not right. And so we're going to try to help her out. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Great to have you with us today, folks. And certainly our apologies, because apparently there were a few glitches in the first segment of the show. Some sort of a satellite blackout with Westwood One, which carries this program. I'm blaming the nation of Chaz, but that's just me. I have no proof, no evidence of that, but there you go. All right, folks, a lot going on in the country right now, and we're going to get to what's happening in Seattle in just a moment. But police officers across this country are literally under attack. Hundreds have been brutalized by these rampaging mobs of thugs. Just yesterday, four police officers in California were shot by some deranged lunatic. And in New York City, God bless them, the NYPD, they practiced such great restraint in the face of an ugly mob, and they should be commended for the incredible work they've been doing. But time and time again, you've got these elected leaders, these Democrats, and they're turning their backs on these police officers. I'm going to go right to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program and a great American, Bernard Carrick, former NYPD police commissioner. He's also a brand new board member, and I saw this on Twitter. I was very excited to hear this news. A new board member of the Wounded Blue. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But Bernie, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd.
So, for our listeners, by and large, we have a massively supportive audience when it comes to law enforcement. And you've been out there on the forefront explaining that hundreds of law enforcement officers are being injured, and a lot of them are getting ready to throw in the retirement papers.
Well, especially in New York City. I mean, they're working for a radical leftist mayor who basically wanted them to approach the rioters with a light touch, and those are his words. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but in riding through the streets of New York City, whether you go up Fifth Avenue, Madison Avenue, go through Soho, the Diamond Exchange, these are some of the most expensive streets in the United States of America. They are completely destroyed, all of them. The businesses, the shops, the stores, bank windows, completely annihilated because the mayor wanted to address this with a light touch. Instead of putting the resources necessary to do the job and secure the city, he chose to do otherwise. And this is something that we've now seen all over the country in primarily cities that are run by Democrats that already have systematic problems. And the systematic problem they have is the slaughter of black women and men in their own communities, whether it's Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis. These are cities that have been annihilated with violent crime and murder. It's those same mayors that now have retreated, have backed off, have cowered to this unrest by a group of Marxist, radical, leftist lunatics. And I think the end result and the worst thing we've seen yet is the actual takeover of a 6-block radius in Seattle. So I think the American people need to wake up. They need to look at these cities. They need to look at the leadership around the country and make a determination. Is this the way I want to live under these conditions, or is it time for change?
You know, to that point, you had the Seattle mayor coming out and saying, oh, this is patriotism. This is what America's all about, this 6-block radius they call the autonomous zone. Meanwhile, you have the police chief out there. Here's what she had to say, cut number 6.
Our 911 response times have tripled in the area. They've gone from just over 5 minutes to about 18 minutes.
Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent accidents have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to. So it is not a right for us not to be able to deploy our officers here.
Chief Best spoke with protesters several times, and she and command staff evaluated the building and found someone did breach the facility.
There is some damage, and it clearly is a mess around here, so we need to do a lot of cleanup.
You know, again, Bernie, you know, the police, you know, the mayor was saying that, you know, oh, nobody was forced to leave. The police were, you know, but the police department was telling us a very different story, that not only were they forced to leave, but it is very dangerous inside that autonomous zone.
Well, Todd, if you listened to the mayor last night talk to Chris Cuomo on CNN, she said it was all about love and peace. The reality is you had people out there with AR-15s. Securing that area. These are the same people that are all about weapons control, banning AR-15s, taking away your Second Amendment privilege. They have armed guards all around this thing. They have thugs that are searching people going in and out. There's threats, there's extortion, there's robberies, there's rapes. That is within that contained area. And you know what? For the mayor to say it's anything but anarchy, anything but, you know, extreme violence is insane. So I don't know where this woman comes from, the mayor. But she's a lot like many of these other mayors that either ignore it or just, you know, find it, she agrees with it, maybe. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I do know one thing. If Mayor Giuliani was in charge of Seattle and that happened, I would be out of a job or they'd be gone within an hour because you can't accept this. There are people there that live there that are being robbed and extorted and threatened. They have the mayor and the governor has they have a constitutional obligation to protect the citizens of Seattle, and they have failed beyond comprehension.
President Trump said they're domestic terrorists. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Look, these are no different. If anybody that was around during the 70s, 80s, and early 60s, 70s, and 80s, there were groups like the Weather Underground, the Black Liberation Army, the Black Panther Party, the FALN. These were domestic terror groups, you know, anti-American, Marxist, you know, radical leftists. These groups today, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa or some of the others, they're no different. But today they're like on steroids because they have social media. They have cell phones. They have communications networks that the other groups did not have. And at some point in time, you know, just like they did back then, I think the FBI, DHS, DEA, and the other federal agencies have to get involved, conduct investigations, and those leading the charge have to be taken out. Because otherwise, this is basically a socialist revolution, a communist revolution is what they want. And if we don't stop it, it's going to happen in every city around this country.
And that's what I'm concerned about, Bernie. I mean, here you've got the NYPD, and you know, I lived in New York City, lived in Brooklyn off of Flatbush Avenue for, you know, 15 years. And those guys and gals working the beat every single day, putting their lives on the line. And here you have these district attorneys coming out and now saying they're not going to charge any of these people that were arrested. What does that do for the morale of the rank and file of the NYPD?
Well, it's not, hey, Todd, it's not only the rank, it's not only the morale for the rank and file. What does it say to the citizens of New York City that you can, you know, you have a civil right to live in peace? You know, there is a constitution, there's civil rights, there's the, you know, what does it say to the people that live in New York City that they don't have the right to live in safety and security? I think it's insane. And I think people really need to wake up. Because if you don't change this, it's going to only get worse. If you don't address it now, it's going to grow. And it's going to grow into pandemonium, chaos, violence, and murder. We've seen it around cities in this country, be it Baltimore, Chicago, St. Louis, and others. It's only going to get worse if you don't do something about it.
Bernie, real quick, before we let you go, we mentioned a lot of police officers have been injured, and there's an incredible charity group called the Wounded Blue. Tell us why you decided to get involved and how folks can lend a helping hand.
You can find the Wounded Blue online. You know, you can donate to the Wounded Blue, and basically what we do is we take care of those that have been injured in the line of duty that, you know, are faced with injuries and things that their department won't take care of. You know, it's a phenomenal group based out of Las Vegas. You know, I'm proud to be a member. I'm proud to be a part of it. And it's basically all about supporting the men and women that go out there and do a job that really, especially today, nobody else would have the courage to do. It's an unappreciated job. They're underpaid. They're understaffed in many cities. This is a time where Americans should do everything in their power to support the men and women in law enforcement, not villainize them.
Well said. Well said. Bernie, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good to have you on the show.
Todd, thank you, sir.
All right. Bernard Carrick, ladies and gentlemen, the former New York City Police Commissioner and a great American. And as you heard him, if he had been the police commissioner in Seattle and something like that had happened, he would have either been fired or he would have been sent in to clean it up in about 1 hour. And I have no doubt he would have done that. But But this is unbelievable, the lawlessness there in Seattle. And what kind of a message does that send across this country? What kind of a message does it send to the thugs and the punks, the rioters and the looters, the pillagers and plunderers, when they find out that they're not going to be charged for their crimes? What kind of a message does that send? Look, we've got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. A lot going on today, but we want to work in your calls. And the question of the day is, what would you do? You're in charge. You're the police chief in Seattle, Washington. What would you do to clean house in the autonomous zone, the nation of Chaz? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
If you are a Southern Baptist, you might want to listen up to this story from FoxNews.com. Southern Baptist President, Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer is calling on members to declare that Black Lives Matter. Now, you might remember that the Southern Baptist Convention used to be considered conservative, I guess. They seem to be embracing, critical race theory and a lot of the progressive terminology and things. They're very woke is what I'm trying to get at. Very woke now. So J.D. Greer, according to FoxNews.com, I'm going to read this from their website. Pastor Greer says, "Of course, Black Lives Matter. Our Black brothers and sisters are made in the image of God." He also denounces the use of the term "all lives matter." He says that, and this is a quote from the FoxNews.com article, "Oh, by the way, let's not respond by saying all lives matter." Quote, "I realize the movement and the website has been hijacked by some political operatives whose worldview and policy prescriptions would be deeply at odds with my own, but that doesn't mean the sentiment behind it is untrue." So what he's saying is Black Lives Matter, but we don't support Black Lives Matter. So he's trying to differentiate between the organization Black Lives Matter, which came up with the phrase Black Lives Matter, and the phrase Black Lives Matter. Does this make sense to you folks? It's all very woke to me. So the Southern Baptist Convention, which was once the nation's largest conservative religious denomination, has now gone woke, and they want you to declare Black Lives Matter, but all lives don't matter. Is that making sense to you? It's all very confusing. By the way, we're working diligently to help out the people in the nation of Chaz. They just declared their autonomy from the United States of America. They have set up an autonomous zone in Seattle where all sorts of lawlessness is going down. They have put out the all call for food after a group of homeless people raided the food supplies and stole all of the goat milk and the goat cheese and the soy products and vegan meat. So now they have nothing to eat, and being an autonomous group of people, they are calling on you, ladies and gentlemen, for help and assistance. And as we do here on the Todd Starnes Show, we like to be good Samaritans. So we're coming up with some products, and I think remember back in the day, guys, you weren't even alive back in the 1980s, but all of the Hollywood actors and the musicians got together and recorded an album called We Are the World.
Oh, I've heard that album before. I wasn't around when it came out, but I'm familiar with it.
Wasn't Michael Jackson heavily involved with that?
He was. This was back when he was, Well, anyway. Michael Jackson no longer with us. So we have taken it upon ourselves here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show to put together a project that we're working on. This it is a CD that we can use to to support the nation of Chaz. And we have just a clip, I understand, Caleb. Is that right? We have just a clip of the project.
It's about a minute, yeah.
We just came out of the studios. Let's listen to the Todd Starnes radio show version of We Are the World for the Nation of Chaz.
What would you do if there was an anarchist right in front of you? Sitting all alone in squalor, crying in pain from hunger. No soy milk, no vegan meat. And what if all you had to do was reach into your pocket and pull out 50 cents to save that little snowflake's life? This is that moment. Join the Todd Starnes Show as we launch a global humanitarian effort to save the nation of Chaz. Only 50 cents a day to get struggling anarchists the critical help they need, along with a shower. So please, go online now, because that anarchist in front of you can't wait another moment to be fumigated.
You know, we've already donated call screener Avery's salary. He was so gracious, said, Todd, I don't want a penny. I just give all of my money to whatever, my paycheck, just give it to the nation of Chaz. And we're going to do that, Avery, because you're a great patriot. But we have recorded this album, and I think Caleb, do we have the album, the clip of the song?
Yeah, we do have that.
All right, let's play the clip of our tribute album to the Nation of Chaz. Oh, it's very woke, urban. Eating vegan meat and cheese, living in Antifa paradise. Body odor not so nice, living in Antifa paradise. Democrats are scared of us, living in Antifa paradise. Re-electing Donald Trump, cause homie Chaz just ain't no paradise. Oh, that's, you know, I think we have a Grammy winner right here, guys.
Should replace the I Love This American Ride intro with that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but there you go. That's just a clip from our tribute CD that we're putting together to raise money for those Antifa thugs. What a bunch of morons out there. Hey, folks, we've got a huge show coming up for you. You're going to want to stick around. If you're on hold, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com, the website. Be sure to check out our live show blog. We'll be right back.